We will begin with public forum. Amy, it's my understanding you wish to speak. There will be 2 minutes for you to speak.
Two? I think your policy is 3 minutes.
But I gave you three the last.
It's
is it three?
Three?
Well, then why have we been doing two?
We've been
go for three.
Three.
You get three.
Three.
Okay. So, thank you.
Thank you. My name is Amy Day. I'm a taxpayer, a community member, and the parent of a child dual enrolled in the community, Carroll Community School District. On August 22nd, I came before you with concern about sexually explicit and pervasively vulgar books in the Carroll High School Library. I have visited with Dr. Verlaw about the books on two previous occasions. He was not aware of them. My intention was to inform you, the school board, of this information as I didn't believe you were aware of it. I inquired about the review process and who specifically is reviewing the library books. I asked the board specific questions, fully expecting an answer to my questions. All but two members of the school board ignored me. I can imagine you think I, no, excuse me. All but two members of the school board ignored my questions and did not return my phone calls or emails. The president even sent me a text that said, "Hi, I can imagine you think I am ignoring you. However, I am on vacation and will get in touch with you on Monday. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend." I'm still waiting for that phone call. In your board policy number 634, appropriate use of computers, this policy spells out what is inappropriate use for the district's computer equipment by students. It includes accessing material that is obscene, libelous, indecent, vulgar, profane, or lewd while using the school's computers. But in the Carroll Community School District, students have access to the same types of inappropriate materials in the school's libraries. As I noted at the last meeting, the school district receives books from publishers and various organizations that the school did not order. It seems these books are automatically placed on the library shelves without a hint of a local review of their content. In my opinion, this is in direct violation of Policy 628 and a violation of the spirit of Policy 634. I have not received a response from this board. However, Dr. Verlaw has indicated that he wishes to meet with me and to discuss what he is working on and related to my questions. The only acceptable way forward is for this board to formulate specific objective criteria similar to the standards for the appropriate use of computers. To the objective criteria in Policy 628, which states, consider the age, emotional development, and etc. for the students for whom the materials are selected. I ask that you apply those standards to all the questionable material found in the school's libraries. The Carroll community needs to be assured that people with the best interest of the Carroll community in their hearts are making the decisions about what materials are being provided and what is being taught with taxpayers' money in our community schools.
Thank you. And I do have a response for you. The Carroll Community School District is a district that includes a public school. A public school's primary function is to educate their students to be successful citizens within the community we live in and beyond. One of the important functions of a public school is to recognize the diversity of the students and staff within their walls. It is important to weigh those differences with an eye to being an open and welcoming school for all our students. The school board is responsible for all curricula. The board designates the superintendent and other designees that have training and licensure credentials to select the curriculum and media. There are times that books and other media can cause concern for some of the parents. We have policies in place to give them the ability to object to media they find offensive, and our policy number 630 outlines the steps needed to bring concerns to the curriculum director and the superintendent. A parent should first talk to their student's building principal in order to begin the objection to instructional materials process. I know that you've been attending our meetings, and I suspect you think that this is the proper way to address your concerns, and that supposition is incorrect. Today, we can help you with the proper procedure. The process for objection to instructional materials is as follows. Per policy 630R1, it consists of the school official or employee receiving a complaint regarding instructional materials will try to resolve the issue informally. The materials will remain in use pending the outcome of the reconsideration procedure. The school official or employee initially receiving a complaint will explain to the individual the board selection procedure, criteria to be met by the instructional materials, and qualifications of those persons selecting the material. The school official or employee initially receiving a complaint will explain to the individual the role of the objective material in the education program, its intended educational purpose, and additional information regarding its use. In the alternative, the employee may refer the individual to the media specialist who can identify and explain the use of the material. The employee receiving the initial complaint will advise the building principal of the initial contact no later than the end of the school day following the discussion with the individual, whether or not the individual has been satisfied by the initial contact. A written record of the contact is maintained by the principal in charge of the attendance center. Each building principal shall inform employees of their obligation to report complaints. In the event the individual making an objection to instructional materials is not satisfied with the initial explanation, the individual is referred to the principal or to the media specialist of the attendance center. If after consultation with the principal or media specialist, the individual desires to file a formal complaint, the principal or media specialist will assist in filling out a reconsideration request form in full and will file it with the superintendent and or designee, and that's policy 630.E2. The objection becomes a request for reconsideration, and there will be an ad hoc committee to oversee and review the original decision to purchase and to hear and consider the person's objection and their rationale. In the request for reconsideration, vital question to be answered is the material appropriate for its designated audience at this time? The committee's final recommendation will be one, to remove the challenge material from the total school environment, two, to take no removal action, or three, to agree on a limitation of the educational use of the materials. The committee chairperson will instruct the secretary to convey the committee's recommendation to the office of the superintendent and or designee. The recommendation should detail the rationale on which it was based. A letter will be sent to the complainant outlining the outcome. As a school board, we are responsible that policies and procedures are implemented so that all students are given the ability to be the very best they can be. This requires parental involvement. The board is aware of the district's diversity. We are also aware that parental input is vital for success. And we promise to look at the policies that are in place, and they will be implemented. Thank you to those who lifted up their concerns to us. The form for reconsideration of instructional materials is available today, and I gave you a copy of that form. And I apologize, I did not call you back. I have no excuse, I just didn't get to it. So thank you for coming in.
Dan, one question for you also. You gave these handouts to us.
Yes, I did. I gave you three yellow books.
Yes, and I noticed on the handout that there was a content warning printed there. Can you tell me if that is actually on the book itself?
No, that's not on the book.
So this content warning came from where?
From the reviewers. That's a book review.
From the reviewers, okay. All right. Thank you.
There was one book that is not in our library that was on those three, and it was sold.
Yeah, that's in your... comes up on your library search. Can I respond to what you said?
Just a moment. That's where I got the book before. It was on our catalog. So and it didn't come up. A lot of other books came up, but none for the work. This book called Soul.
Maybe if you go on the website, you'll see it. I saw it today. If you go to the... May I respond to what you said?
Policy wise, no. However, I have talked with Dr. Burlaw. We're going to go over all of this as an agenda item at our October 3rd meeting, then there can be response.